Warning, the following episode contains depictions of domestic abuse. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to the We On One podcast. This is part two. So part one ended a little awkward because I thought that David was going to like close out the episode, but he didn't. But we are back. This is part two. Yes. And we're going to go into detail of why Liz couldn't come back until now. So for this entire year, you were going through like the legal issues with the court, right? And so you couldn't come back on.
Yeah, so kind of how like we talked about in the first episode, things just got really kind of like scary for me. Like I was just like, you know, like I said, I had to put myself first and my children first. And I was like, you know, with all her emotions being so high right now, I don't really know how she's going to respond with all the changes that are happening in her life and, like, you know, losing her baby daddy, losing her best friend, and going through a custody battle, you know, with the father of her child or whatever, and then seeing him moved on in a happy relationship, right? So after all that happened, I kind of told him, like, I think it's just best for me to go get a restraining order against her. Like, I don't want to be at work now feeling like I have to be watching my every move on who's booking appointments with me, who's outside, or us even being out with the kids and stuff. So I went to the Lake County Courthouse, and I basically, it was, like, kind of a scary experience because, like, I've never had to, like, go through something like that or like even know the process of what you have to kind of do to get an order of protection against somebody. And I've only had to like go to court or like deal with like things like this maybe like twice in my life before. And the first time that I ever had to deal with it was like when Noel was younger. Remember like that? Do you remember like that whole DCFS thing that happened with his dad?
Yes.
Okay, so that's when I really learned that like the system was fucked up because like, long story short, you know, I don't know if she ever told you about this, but, like, Noel came home one day. He was, like, 2 years old and, like, had a busted face and, like, blood dripping down his face, chipped tooth, like, and I still to this day don't know what happened.
I might have, and maybe you just forgot because of how long
it was. It was a long time ago. I mean, he's 8 now. But when that all happened, I still to this day don't know what really happened. Like, DCFS investigated, and then, like, his dad wasn't cooperating with what happened.
Oh, yeah, she did tell me. I didn't want to say that part, but, yeah, she did tell me.
Yeah, and, like, it just kind of, like, that was it for us, right? So, like, I mean, he's 8 years old, and I still don't know what happened, right? That's when I was kind of like, man, this, the government,
the system is
or,
fucked.
Like, the system is fucked.
The
like,
system is fucked.
What if, like, he was getting abused or whatever? You know, not that I think that that's what happened to my child, but, like, what if that was to have happened, right?
Yeah.
And then we see so many cases, like,
well, yeah, like, that system itself is fucked because there is so many cases and there's not enough people who are able to handle all those cases. So you'll have one person who has to handle 15 to 20 cases and be able to keep up with all that shit. And sometimes just being a human being, it's hard to keep up with that.
And that's kind of how I felt with the order of protection case. I felt like the order of protection case was the last of, like, the court's worries, right?
Yeah.
So I go there. They, you know, they make you go in there and they make you write, like, every incident that you want the judge to know about what has happened or why you believe that
your
you
life
need,
is a danger
exactly,
or
that 100%.
They're a threat.
So after that, they make you wait in to see a judge. So you'll wait. The judge will call you, and you'll go in front of them. And they will either grant you an temporary order of protection, or they'll tell you, unfortunately, I don't think it's an emergency. You need to provide enough evidence. Come back at the court day. Like, the other person has the right to show their side of their story, right? So go in front of the judge. At that time, though, that I went, I didn't have all the information from the best friend at the time. So I didn't know the extent of how far she was really stalking me, right? I just had that she had showed up to a restaurant. She was calling me nonstop. She was making these fake numbers. But the thing was, it was hard to prove the fake numbers. Obviously, I knew it was her.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's hard to prove
that
it's her.
And all the fake Instagram profiles. We knew it was her.
We knew it was her. But, like, to the judge, you had to exactly pinpoint as to how you knew it was her.
Right.
Or proof of it, right? So when I go up to in front of the judge, they're like, this is not enough. Like, you need to come up with more, and you're going to stand in front of her in a month, and you guys are both going to present your side. And I will determine whether this is going to go for getting a restraining order. Because I didn't know when you have a restraining order, it actually is kind of bad. Like, it's on your record. You can't get a firearm. You can't work for the government. You can't work with kids.
Then like, she can't be a trustee no more?
No. Yeah, she can't. She can't do none of that. That's so there up. Is a lot that kind of goes
only,
into
it's
it.
It's only if you get it, right? Like, if they approve it, right? 100%. If someone files it against you and it doesn't go through, then you're fine.
Yeah, it's like it never happened. So, that's when I finally find out about the best friend, and she's going through the same thing, right? And she finally gives me all the other detail. So when I go back the following month, I'm like, I have enough proof. Like, this is finally going to go through. We're going to be able to sleep at night. This is going to be able to help with his court case because, right. like, obviously he's involved she's with this.
Because it correlates with it and everything.
Exactly. So I stand in front of the judge. I have my binders full. I mean, you read these and, like, it sounds like.
There's a legit
like,
case there.
Exactly. Go in front of the judge, and they never served her. And I think that because, and this is where I'm telling you that I think the system is messed up, because I think it was because she's in a different county as the county we're in.
Right.
So if now she was in the same county as us, I think it'd be easier for a cop to show up because I gave her work. I gave her mama's address. I gave her granny's address. I gave her car
granny
color.
Granny from the Instagram Live.
Yes. I gave
every... Dozy ass granny. Mind your fucking business, granny. Fuck wrong with you.
I gave everybody's information that I have. I mean, obviously, I'm with her child's father. Like, I have that information, you know? So I give it to the lawyer or the judge. And they tell me, like, sorry, like, you're going to have to come again. And I'm like, I just wasted a whole day
Someone
for them to
from
tell me.
Our county has to be the one to go all the way
Correct.
Over there,
like,
right?
I can't even say anything to her, right? So then I'm like, you know, talking to the lady at the front desk that, like, handles all the paperwork, and I'm like, she's going to court. I thought, like, when you go to court or you're in the court, it, like, automatically shows that you have other things in the system, right? Mm-hmm. So they would serve her in court.
But it's not like a cross-county system.
Exactly. So then I'm like, okay, so now what? Like, do I have to go serve her?
Legal issues.
I'm like, do I have to, like, go in and serve her? Like, well, how is this going to get served, right? Yeah.
You got a restraining order on somebody?
Nah, like, I've been to jail. Like, okay, I've had to deal with shit like that before.
Okay. Or, like,
warrants in
different
counties
and stuff
and shit
like that. So,
I was like, who's
because they,
cause
they Well, because they literally have to, like... Well, no, because, like, they literally...
No, David actually has a stalker.
Here you go.
David has a stalker.
This shit is not about me.
David has a stalker, but we'll get into that in a different episode.
Yeah,
you can relate to that.
I can... Oh, yeah.
Oh, 1,000%.
1,000%. Yeah, 100%. I can.
David, like, come on, switch the subject now.
All right, hurry the fuck up. Cancel that, bitch.
David gets... He gets
I get so fucking mad when we bring this shit up.
All right, well...
Anyways, sorry to start the family feud over here, but, so, yeah, so it just was, like, messed up. So then I, like, obviously I'm in contact with, like, her best friend, right, or her ex-best friend. She's also going through the same thing, right, where she got one in her county, but in their her county, which is Cook County, the best friend's Cook County, they automatically grant you the emergency. And I think it's because Cook County's so big... That exactly what you said. They're not going to look through all these paperwork. They're just going to give it to you, come back, let's hear what you have to say, right?
Yeah.
Rather be safe than sorry because they're such a bigger county.
Yeah. Like, anything can happen at that point. Like, here, they're kind of more like, man, like...
And you know
you
what?
You think Rishi's really going to come all the way over here? And it's like, that type of shit. It's like, but you never know.
Yeah. I give the best friend, though, like, a lot of respect because she did come to my second one that I had that I went the second time. She went as a witness. And she was going to be a witness for me because a lot of those text messages that were showing that she was stalking me and things like that were text messages between the two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, she showed up. Devontae was there. And I was there. So we all took off work. And, you know, we came together. I mean, this is her... binder of paperwork that, you know, she has against her or whatever. Mm-hmm. Screenshots.
Because she had
a paperwork party.
She had her own court
So she has her own case with her built up, right? So her case was after mine. So then she ended up having her trial or hearing or whatever with her, right? And so...
They are in the same county, them two?
Yeah, they're in the same county.
So she's got all these... she's got a custody battle, two pending restraining orders... And she still doesn't see how she's the problem.
Thank you. Somebody's
bro, saying. Like, you don't see, like, I mean, there's a common denominator here, and it's you.
Yeah.
Like, you're the problem.
And the issue that happened was, so when the best friend, so she had her court before me, because she filed her petition before me, right? I couldn't make it to her as a witness, and I thought that I could be on it via Zoom because we had just got back from Tulum. So I was like, I'm going to log on here. Like, I run the business. Like, I can get on, and I'll speak when it's my turn, right? The judge was like, no witnesses over Zoom. The shitty part about it, exactly. The shitty part about it.
They have
it
court over Zoom.
Is that any conversation that the baby mama had with me about the best friend could not be used in court because I was not there to validate that that was correct information. So anything that she could bring up and say, like, well, she texted Liz and said this, this, and this about me.
Yeah, she got a horseshoe up her ass because of how lucky she is.
Exactly. She keeps dodging all these fucking bullets, like, every time. So case dismissed, order protection didn't go through for her. Now I'm pissed because I'm like, well, damn, like, if that was that hard, mine's next. What's going to happen, you know? You know, I did have a little bit more information, like, you know, she had against me or whatever, like, coming to the shop and things like that. So I kind of was a little more confident that maybe mine would go through. Going for the third time, still doesn't show.
Yeah.
So now
was she finally served?
No.
Okay.
From my understanding, no. So then I tell the judge, I'm like, so what's next? Like, I've gone here three times. You guys have not served her. I'm sitting here the whole entire court day. Like, they're calling people. I'm seeing people from jail coming in, testifying their stuff. Like, I'm sitting there like, you call my name? But then I'm like, damn, this is kind of interesting. Like, what'd you go to jail for?
In there, right?
Like, oh, shit, I thought my look was crazy. This dude's locked up for, like, X amount of time. They're saying he can't see his baby mama and this, this, and this. And, like, they're, like, coming in handcuffed up in their, you know, little uniforms. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit,
dude, when,
for real.
When David used to be, when he had, like, his court trials and everything going on, I went to every single one, you know, because, I mean, I just didn't know, like, if they were going to take him that day. And you know, I wanted to be the one to know, like,
what was going to happen.
Yeah, what's going to happen.
It's such a ghetto love story.
Yeah, a ghetto love story.
And I was, like, in the court, and we were not married yet, okay? And I still married this man after all of this, okay? And so we're sitting in the court.
Gang shit, no lame shit.
For months. And every single time that I was, like, in those courtrooms.
You bitches could never.
Period.
You bitches right could
period.
Never.
Period. Every single time I was in those courtrooms, I honestly, listening to those stories were so interesting. Like, not like, oh my God, like, you know, good thing you did all this crazy stuff.
But it's like crazy,
It's crazy.
It is, it's mostly crazy, like, that this is happening in our towns. Like, damn, that could be my neighbor. Like, this is really happening. Like, oh shit, like.
It was like a bunch of shootings, like a bunch of murders. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell?
It wasn't like small, like, oh, I crashed their car type of case.
Nah, we was in felony court.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit, like, this is, like, top notch, you know? Mm-hmm. So she calls my name and she's like, she's not here. Like, they didn't serve her. Yeah. And I'm like, so what's next? And I realized in that time, it is such a money scheme. Like, this government is for real a money scheme. Because she goes to me, your next move is to pay $100. What the fuck do I got to pay $100 for? Like, I'm getting harassed and I feel like my life is at danger. And you want me to pay $100?
For what?
I've missed work. Or I'll tell you why. I've missed work now three times. So now you're messing with my money. I didn't get to go to work for three days. To put her name in the newspaper stating that she has...
Did you do it?
No.
Oh.
Let her finish.
That she has a restraining order, like, out to get her or whatever. And if she doesn't show in those 2 months of it being out, then I would automatically get it.
So that's $100?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy how expensive, like...
So, like, now let's get into that because... So this was going to help him also as well for his...
Exactly.
His hearing because, I mean, he's obviously had to go through all this with me. You know, both of us are doing this, right?
Yeah.
He can't live a normal life because it's her harassing both of us, you know, calling him 100 times and things like that. And I'm not saying that he's innocent. I'm not saying that he didn't egg her on a couple times, you know, things like that. I'm not saying that at all. But I will say that it's her starting it and, like, pushing where she knows going to push his buttons to get him to do X, Y, and Z, right? So now it's their court. And like I told you guys, in the beginning, he was getting 50-50.
Yeah.
And things were going the way that he wanted to.
Yeah.
And then she took that away from him. And when I was in Cancun, they did have some drama between. I don't even know if he's going to want me to talk about that, so I'm not even going to say exactly what had happened.
Yeah.
But something had happened, and she tried to get an order of protection out on him. And that's kind of when, like, the every other week started. But it didn't go through because what she was complaining about wasn't enough to see harm to her or the child, right?
Right.
The judge is kind of like, you're just being a baby, like, this is not going to be enough, right? But they keep him at...
Just for the record, he legally didn't do anything to her. It was just her just trying to be spiteful again.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not going to say that, like, what he did was not uncalled for. Like, I punked his ass out, and I was like, why would you do something stupid like that? Yeah. Like, he did it just to be spiteful because, like, obviously she's taking her son away from him. And like,
yeah, but, like, you know, you keep poking the bear, eventually the bear's going to poke back.
Exactly. So like... I get it in a sense, but at the same time, I'm looking at it as like, come on, I'm trying to look out for your best interest.
Yeah, I know,
like,
I know.
Knock your shit off, like, two wrongs not going to make a right, you know? And I did tell him that. So he got the consequence when he got yelled at by, like, the judge, and they're basically, like, telling him, like, stop that shit. Like, you guys like, need to stop going together. Back and forth. Yeah.
Get your shit together.
So then after that, you know, it's still at every other week, and I can just, like, see now, like, how much it is starting to affect them, and he might not tell me, like, how he really feels when it comes to this. But, like, he doesn't have his family, like I said, around. And, like, he's dealing and coping with this all by himself. And, like, we've been going through this for almost a year now. And nothing has changed. And it doesn't make sense as to why nothing has changed when, first of all, he moved out of his state to come be in his child's life, right? Yeah. So it wasn't like he just started being in his life. He was in the child's life before the child was even born, okay? And then after that, it was like he still tried to make it work with her, even through a lot of their downfalls and things like that.
And then that's when she started becoming abusive.
And he left.
Okay.
Okay, and then after that, it was like, okay, she's, you know, he's trying to make it work. She's, you know, holding the kid against him. And she finds out about me. That's obviously when the 50-50 stops. It goes down to every other weekend. And now it's to the point where, like, we've been ongoing this court battle, and he has done so much to try to get this child, and he can't even get him 50-50. Now it's to the point where he's having to pay back pay and child support, and it's like, why is he even on child support when he should be able to have his son 50% of the time? There's no drug background. There's no alcohol background. He's not homeless. He has a stable job. He's showing that he's picking up his child and dropping him off. She's not having to do no work. He pays half the babysitter. He buys the kids things for the daycare. Like, what else more could she truly want? And I think that that's what hurts me, because I have a child who, you know, his dad is very in and out of his life, and I still allow him to be in my child's life. And, like, he hasn't always been there or has been on and off drugs or alcohol or things like that. And I still allow him to be in his child's life, because I think, who gives a fuck about the money? They should be able to have a relationship, and especially a boy. Like, I think that boys, like, growing up, they need their mom and the loving and the nurturing. But once they start getting older, they need that man figure to guide them to be a man. And especially him being the good man that he is. Like, the son needs that.
Yeah.
He needs that.
I 100% agree with you.
And I think it just hurts me, like, right now, seeing that, like, he's fighting so hard. It's to the point where he's dishing out any penny he can to pay back child support, to pay her child support. Like, it started coming out of his check last week, you know, and paying all these court fees. We're like, we're at almost $8,000 to $10,000 racked up in court fees, then having to pay her child support. On top of that, providing for the child and only getting his son every other week. He hasn't even gotten an extra day. Like, what's the reasoning? You know what the reasoning is? They want him to move within a 25-mile radius right now. They want him to break his lease. How much does it cost to break a lease? A couple thousand?
About $2,000 or $3,000.
Okay.
Depending on
how much does it cost to put a security deposit in first
and last? At least about $2,000 or $3,000.
Okay. And how much does he owe in lawyer fees right now? I mean, told you about
10,000, yeah. We're not just alone. We're talking about he needs to have somewhere
a good $20,000
to get his son 50-50.
Yeah.
No drug use, no alcohol use. The boy don't even party. Sits there and plays his video games all day. Goes to work.
Yeah.
He's here because he wants to be in his kid's life, and, like, she isn't allowing it. And I think, like, that's, like, what hurts me. You know, I come home, and it's like, babe, like, I really... I think it's, like, seeing how, like I said, how he interacts with my kids. He's around my own children more than he is his kid. And, like...
And that's not by his choice.
It's not by his choice. He wants his child to be here with us. Yeah. You know, his son loves being with us. Like, I mean, you see his posts on social media. We take our kids everywhere together. Like, his son gets to be around other kids his age. Like, with his mom, he doesn't have that, you know? It was to the point where, like, his home, he got a townhouse. It's 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, And, like, the kid has his own room. He has a whole bouncy house in the room. Like, he does everything he can for that child.
He loves his son.
He loves his son. Mm-hmm. And, like...
I mean, you have talked about it, too, because you're stressing out, like, you know, with everything that you have going on with her, which is stressing him out.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are kind of bumping heads because of it.
And a lot of the times, like, I would stay quiet, like, how I felt when it came to her, because I already knew that, like...
He's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
He's already going through what he's going through.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's hard to listen to that because, like, you know, I have situations that are close to me, too, where, like, you know, the dad doesn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The dad decided to go be a piece of shit, go mm-hmm. go start a family somewhere else and do his thing and then, you know, leaves, you know, somebody who I love to fend for herself.
Yeah.
And does that shit, and he walks around like he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a good man who's doing everything that he possibly can to have his son, but he can't hold, he can't even fucking hold his head up.
And, like, now here's a topic where it's like, what does he do? He spends all this money, and he might not even get 50-50? Yeah. He goes to trial, and he spends $50,000 to get his son, and what if he doesn't even get his son? Not even that. What if he does get his son? You think this is ever going to end? No. You think that any little reason she's going to take him right back to court?
Yeah.
Now it's like, I understand why there is some dads that do give up their rights and don't want to have
anything
to
do.
That.
Yeah.
And we talk about it all the time, too. Like, hypothetically, like, if we were to separate, we will always try to work things out, like, kids' schedules and, like, you know, your days with them outside of the court.
Yeah.
Always first. And, you know, I mean, I don't really see us, like, ever being, like, malicious towards each other.
It's just compromising. And, like, yeah. I said, yeah. like... Well,
the way I see it is, like, you know, you always have to be prepared for the worst case scenario. So, like, you know, a lot of people say you shouldn't have those conversations because you should never speak that shit into existence.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's also, like, you need to be prepared because anything can happen.
Anything.
It's not even just, like, you know, anything can happen. And you need to be prepared on where you want to stand with your kids, where you want to stand when things, you know, aren't as strong in a marriage.
I mean,
you know, and you have to understand that. And I feel really, you know... I feel really bad because, you know, during the break, I got a chance to talk to him for a little bit, and he seems like he's a really good dude. And I wish you, and I told him, like, I really wish you were here to speak your piece. Not because I want you to be here and bash her, because that's corny,
yeah.
you know?
That's still his son's mom.
You know, mm-hmm. the mother of his son. And I told him to his face, like, that's why I didn't say anything to her when she was... In our DM disrespecting us and saying all this bullshit.
She was wilding.
and I don't know him or her.
Yeah.
So I don't owe him anything, but mm-hmm. I did that out of respect because that's just what men do. That's what real men do. We don't do that shit to each other. Especially after finding out all the hard shit that he's going through. Like, you know, there's men who kill themselves every hour. Every day. There's a man killing himself. Because of whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, there, you know, I read, you know, stories of men who killed themselves for being in debt, for trying to get custody of their kids, $26,000, however much it is worth of debt. And they mm-hmm. kill themselves because they feel like there's it's endless.
And I think his biggest thing, too, is look what he does for a living. He sees kids that don't have their parents at all.
Exactly.
Like, he sees what it does to them. And, like, he's fighting so hard so his son doesn't fall in that same category.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's all compromising. Like, he even tells me all the time, like, even with me, like, in my court order, it states that the kid's residence, I have 50-50 with Joey.
Yeah.
But it states that the kids will go to school wherever mother resides. So wherever I live, the kids will go to school there. I could have easily told Joey, well, you're going to move out here. Like, the twins are going to start kindergarten next year. Like, sucks for you. Like, move out, change your whole job, and get a house here. Instead, I'm like, you know what, Joey? I'm going to do you the favor. I think we're going to move 35 minutes from your house. So that you're 35 minutes from the kids, and I'm still about 40 minutes from work.
And a half hour is doable every single day.
Correct.
One way
to the
other.
He deserves to be able to do that.
Yeah, and I agree.
And so...
Especially because Joey is one of those dads who is present, who does take care of their kids, like, financially.
I'm like, you know what? I'd rather not have you have to start up a whole new clientele. You know, I'd rather not have you have to dish out all this money to be out here.
Yeah.
Let me just move closer to you. Well, and help you out so you could be more actively involved in the kids' lives when they are in school.
I mean, but that...
I'm like I said with Noelle, like, that's the one thing that I've I didn't have my dad growing up either. Like, my dad barely got sober when I was, like, 15.
Right.
And the one thing that I promised myself growing up, like, you know, after I got pregnant, is I told myself that I want my children to make their own impression of their dad. I will never speak down about their dad. I will never say nothing bad in front of them to their dad, you know? Yeah. And with Noel, you know, he's 8 years old now, and he's built that relationship with his dad. And, like, if his dad doesn't answer him, now he understands that my mom gave me this phone to communicate with my dad. If he doesn't answer, it's my dad. Yeah. If I call my dad and say, hey, Papi, I want to hang out with you this weekend, your dad doesn't show. My mom let me go. My dad just didn't come.
Yeah.
You know? And
then he also has to remember that he's also not the problem either.
Exactly.
So that's another thing, too.
And I think that right now it's hard for him to, like, I feel like I can't explain to him in a certain sense because I don't want to tell him, like, the struggles that his dad's going through with the alcohol and the drugs and things like that. But, like, when he's older, I can tell him, like, you know, your dad maybe wasn't always around at this time because he was struggling with this type of substance abuse or whatever it is, right? But just giving him... to make that own impression of his dad, I think he will respect me more and be like, you know, my mom never took me away from having that relationship. Even though it gets hard sometimes because, like, there's Noel will question sometimes, like, how come my dad isn't calling me? How come my dad isn't, you know, answering me? How come I don't get to see my dad every other weekend like the boys, my other kids do, you know? It kind of, like, gets me stuck because I'm like, he's understanding. Now he's, now he's seeing that he doesn't live a normal life, right?
And that's really hard because he actually does see, like, the three kids go off with their dad.
Every other week.
On a schedule,
So it definitely does get tough, but that kind of, to me, is, like, where I have to be open with him. And, like, open to a certain extent where he can understand, but also not giving him too much information.
Yeah, like, you have to conserve his childhood, but also not... take that away from, like, not take away his childhood away from him, but also not keep him in the, you know, in the dark, like, hey, like, dad is just, dad went to go get some milk.
Yeah.
You know, like, dad never came back, you know, dad never came back. Dad's in college.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is.
He did say that, though.
How would you say that?
Too broad for that.
I don't even remember. He did say that,
I was dead when he said that joke. I was like, no, he didn't.
It was like somebody had said, like, oh, I'm going to go get milk. And he's like, well, are you going to come back? Because my dad never did. You know? Like, he would joke around, like, and say things like that.
He is so funny.
He's way too grown for his age.
But that's good for him, though. Good, like, it sucks because of the situation that he is going through at such a young age, but it's good that he can laugh at himself.
And
he can laugh at it.
And I've even told him, like, if you start to feel emotions that you can't tell me and you want to talk to somebody, there is people you can talk to that's not me, you know?
Yeah.
There is therapists, and I've openly told him, and I've told him, if you don't feel comfortable telling me all your emotions and how you feel, I'm like, just tell me, Mom, I have a lot going on. I feel these emotions. Can I talk to somebody?
Yeah.
And I'll gladly get you the help. Like, don't ever feel like it's something that you can't express to me that you need that help. Because I'm like, everybody needs somebody to talk to. I'm like, you just might not feel as comfortable to tell me yet. And that's okay. And I think that she needs to understand and, like, be mature and realize that in the long run, this is not going to benefit your child. This could mentally affect your child not having their dad in their life.
Mm-hmm. It's like that meme where it's like, he's like, I've known my mom my whole life, and I don't blame my dad for not coming back.
Period.
I don't blame my dad for not coming back. I don't want to deal with your ass either.
You know what? Noel is actually a really huge reason why I always, like, because me and you, obviously, we've talked about it so many times. And in the beginning, when all of this was happening, and, like, you know, as you're telling me about how much she's, like, harassing you and everything that she's doing, the fake profiles, like, on Instagram, the fake accounts, like, to set up the fake hair appointments and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a lot. And I've told you before, like, you know, you are strong. And, like, if you, you know, we've talked about it, like, how much is enough, right?
Yeah.
And is it worth it? Like, you know, what's the end going to look like? Like, is she ever going to stop?
And I'm not going to say there wasn't a period where, like, I didn't think about it. Like, I second-guessed myself and I, like, was distancing myself from him for, like, 2 weeks. And I'm like, is this really worth it? Is everything that I'm going through right now worth it in the long run? And I remember, like, my parents had no idea what was going on. Like, I kept this really, like, to myself and really, like, just didn't tell anybody what was really going on. And, like, I finally, like, opened up to my mom because my parents love him. And anybody who knows my mom knows that she don't like nobody. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she got his approval was, like, a big thing for me. And she sat me down and she's like, you need to ask yourself if you're willing
to deal with this.
To deal with this because it's not going to be just today or tomorrow. And speaking of him, can you open it, David?
Yeah. The man, the myth, the legend.
This is the man right here. Hi.
Hello, welcome, Harry Potter. Say hi to the podcast. All right, go to the back. Go
I love your costume.
Room. Go to the break room. I'll be back. Okay.
He's so cute. The man, the myth, the legend.
That's the man right there.
So, yeah, so she, like, asked me, like, you know, you need to really ask yourself, like, is this really what you want to do and really what you want to put up with, you know? And if it's not, don't string him along and keep making him feel like you are going to put up with this, you know?
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, I obviously chose to be with him. He's a great man. I mean, I can't complain about him. He's been more than I could ever ask for, you know, even with the kids and especially with him.
Especially Noelle. And that's something that I can speak to a lot because I've been around when Noelle is here and they're together and I see them and I see like how much he loves your kids. Mm-hmm. Like you send me videos like, you know, of you guys having like family days with like all the kids and I can just see it. Like I can see the love not only for your kids, but like for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we've said it. I've been in Liz's life all of our lives. Yeah. Okay. We've known each other since we were babies. And I have never seen someone love you like he loves you. And that's why I, like, tell you all the time, like...
Right? Shedding a tear.
That's why I tell you all the time, like, I know that you are strong. And, like, if you really love him and this is, like, the person for you, this is your life partner. And we've talked about it, too, because, you know, you've told me, like... You know, he picks up, like, where you slack.
100%. Or you have without me off even
days.
Asking.
Yeah. You have off days, and he's there to pick you up. Like,
and I think, like, not even just going through this, it's been a really rough year just in general. With the business, you know, the kids. And, like I said, like, we're having to move. The business is moving. Like, it's a lot this year. And, you know, things
he's
happening
been
here.
But supportive.
But he's been nothing but supportive. And every time that, like, I needed him there, he's always there, without a doubt. Without even me blinking once, he's right next to me, you know? So I think that, for me, was, like, my wake-up call. Like, he really is. He's a big part of not just my life, but, like, my kids' life, too.
Yeah.
So I think it's just sad that, like, I mean, the kids love his son just as much, you know? And that we and they ask a lot of times, how come we only get to see him every other weekend and things like that? So I just hope that, like, you know, something changes. But at the same time, it's like... We're in a rough patch right now. Like, we almost don't know what to do next, you know? Yeah. It is going to cost us a lot of money to keep on fighting.
An arm and a leg.
And and it's like, but for what reason? Like, why are we having to fight this much? What has he done for us to have to pay this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I wish, man, I wish I could answer that for you and be like, yeah, man, like, you know, shit's just going to be rough for a little bit, but... It's just one of those storms you guys are going to have to weather together. And and hopefully you guys come out on the other side of this is like stronger than ever.
Yeah.
Which I think you guys will. I think that this will pass. And I think that, you know, it's going to suck right now, but it's not going to suck forever.
Yeah. And I think that, like, the main reason why we really wanted, because, like, I know he wanted to get, obviously, on the pod, too. Yeah. And, like, I think right now it's just really hard for him because it is a heated moment. He has a lot of emotions, and I don't blame him, you know. It's a lot of things.
Well, he's better than me. Because I would have got on here and asked Belinda.
Yeah, so we did call him on the break, and we were able to talk to him for a little bit. But, you know, right now, same reason as Liz, she couldn't come on because, you know, she had her court case. And she didn't want to come on, say something.
And compromise anything.
Yeah, and compromise the court case. Yeah. He is in his court case trials now, so he can't come on, like, to tell his story. But, yeah we would love to... like, go into detail with, like, his court case, especially with a dad. Yeah. I feel like you only hear from the moms. You only hear from the moms that, you know.
You go on Facebook, and that's all you see is these statuses about these dead
Deadbeat baby daddies, but, you know, we would love to hear, like, you know, his side, because I feel like dads are never heard.
They're not, and it's hard for me to be able to, like, I can relate to that, because, like, I see my kids every single day. You know, I have the luxury of waking up, and my kids are there. I have the luxury of going to sleep, and... knowing that I'm in the same house as my kids and things like that. And I know that, like, not all men have that. And there's men out there who are, like, every fucking day, you know, like, they're just fighting every single day just to find a reason to, like, you know, not take it to the next level and you know, hurt themselves or hurt someone that they love, you know, just because of everything that they're going through emotionally. So, you know, if you are someone who, or if you or someone you know is dealing with domestic violence, you know, we encourage you to go seek help. We'll leave links in the bottom in the bio and everything like that where you can, you know, contact someone to get yourself help, even if it's anonymously. You know, don't be afraid to speak up. This shit sucks. And the last thing that we need someone, you know, to see this and just, you know, think that we're not trying to help. We're trying to amplify this platform in order to help people. And that's the main reason.
To really show, too, that, like, it is a big thing that nobody talks about. There's a lot of dads, I'm sure, that are going through the same exact thing where, you know, they're using the kid as leverage, saying that you can't have your kid or you can't see your kid. A lot of the times it's like, you don't pay me, you're not getting your kid. But it's like...
But you know what I appreciate? I appreciate that it's a woman speaking up and saying that, like, hey, men go through this shit. Yeah. Because nine times out of ten, it's a woman who is diminishing that, you know, saying that... You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to minimize it.
And this actually just came up in my family, too. If there's one thing that I can gain back from my childhood, it's having my dad back in my life.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, just seeing him go through that, it's such a big, like, it hurts. It hurts me because, like, I didn't have my kid. I don't want him to have to go, his son to go through, like, that growing up. Like, not having your dad there, you know? So, it's definitely, like, a tough subject.
If you are a lawyer and you're watching this and you're honestly interested in this case, or if you were willing to help with like any legal advice for our friend,
please feel free to reach out to
us. Please DM us.
If you know anyone who can help out, please reach out to us. You know, we're just trying to do our best. And, you know, like I said, use our platform to help those who are silenced by domestic violence and who are silenced, through these hardships, you know, because everybody goes through this shit, and it's not just men, it's also women. So, you know, I encourage everyone to speak up. You know, this shit's, it's not funny, it's not a joke. You know, we're not here to make light of this situation, we're just here to amplify it and, you know, to help those going through it, that, you know, you have someone that has your back, and we got your back. So.
Well, hopefully he can get back on once this whole trial is done, because We are going to go through trial, but it's just like we don't know when or how long it takes and stuff. So like, it's just him kind of just going with the flow at this point. We are gonna end up like looking for new lawyers just to kind of see like we get another opinion, because like nothing has changed and we've been going through this for months now. You know, he hasn't even gotten an extra day. And, you know, so at this point, it's like we are gonna keep going and we're gonna keep trying to get as much money as we can to be able to keep fighting for him to get the 50-50. But it's we kind of just, you know, wanted to kind of show life and show that, like, you know, we're not the only ones, I'm sure, going through this. And it is a hard topic to talk about, but, like,
you're not.
You know, hopefully somebody can relate to this.
Before we get out of here, I just want to say we're on your side. We got your back. And, you know, we're here to help you out. And, you know, we support you 100%. You know, we know the man that you are. And if we can help in any way, just to even, like, speak on your character just as a person, you know, feel free to reach out. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for tuning in with us. And, you know, we'll see you guys on the next one.